This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Baby, I'm gonna teach you what to love.
America is awake! That's what's happening now. Get ready for it.
I came here tonight because I wanted to meet Alex. I wanted to meet a number of you, and the vibe so far has just been nothing but support. I can tell you that I kind of describe what's been going on with my family and everything else that's happened with all this RussiaGate shit. And it's like kind of like this long boxing match. We're kind of in the 15th round now. We feel like things are kind of winding down, and it's like. You take so many gut punches and things happen and you just kind of become numb to everything. But we have an absolute bulldog in our corner right now, and her name is Sydney Powell. And she, we wish, hindsight is what it is, but, would it have been great for her to be, our lawyer from the beginning? Yes, but, things happen and, you make, certain decisions, but at the end of the
day. Lay out what happened. Tell them.
Yeah, I mean.
Start from the beginning.
Well, kind of going off with what Ivan said, I mean, Crossfire Hurricane did not begin July 31st. It just didn't. We know that my father was set up from as early as 2015, maybe even before that. I mean, he was absolutely targeted because of his loud voice against the Obama administration. I mean, I'll never forget a conversation that he and I had whenever he retired from the DIA. He said, look, we talked about getting into business together, but then he said, look, I'm tired of listening to the Obama administration lie to the American public about the ISIS threat. And that's really when we got on a roll in the media, and he went on to various talk shows and instantly became a target because he was out there, basically calling out Obama and all these other, deep state officials that were just out there. What's up? Oh, yeah. So anyways, it's been a long journey. It's so complex what's going on with this case right now from December 2015, and then all of a sudden we're at the RNC convention, that happened, and then August 10th was really when the three individuals were opened up in Crossfire Hurricane. August 16th was when the deep state decided to open up an investigation on General Flynn. The very next day, the August 17th date that Ivan Raiklin mentioned was when they decided to send this FBI agent in and essentially spy. I mean, essentially get that baseline reading on my father for whatever reason. I mean, the biggest reason they went after him was because of that one picture of him sitting at a table with Putin when he and I traveled to Moscow in December 2015. And what's never been reported by the media, which to this day is unfathomable, was we absolutely briefed the DIA the day before we left for the trip and 2 weeks after we got back from the trip. Perfectly sanctioned, told him everything that as far as what we're going to do. I mean, everything that he talked about while we were in Russia, is available to the public. So that was it. I mean, there was absolutely no reason why these guys, could even open up a CIA investigation on him, other than the fact that he didn't speak, and didn't live up to the status quo in terms of the establishment that is, in D.C. So, I mean, from August to December, there was obviously a lot of, talk about him being the vice president. And then, we get into December, going into January. And obviously, I think most people know about the January 24th interview that, where the two agents were sent into the White House by, the ass that are, Comey and McCabe. I'm personally sick and tired of reading Comey's tweets and John Brennan for that matter. I mean, you look at what these guys say and it's like these guys are the heads of some of the most powerful agencies in the world. It's just so mind-boggling to me that these guys were running our most secret organizations, if you will. And so, from the end of January of 2017 to December 1st of 2017, when he was forced to plead guilty.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes, just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
It's like people ask me all the time, why do you plead guilty? Think about it. I can tell you unequivocally that I was absolutely threatened. I was absolutely threatened with being indicted. And I'm sure I'm sure everybody knows who Sean Hannity is. He's been loud voice for us, but he absolutely is correct that I had a father that absolutely fell on the sword to protect me from going through something that I would have had to put my then 4 month old and my wife through. Okay. And look, I'm not up here, looking for sympathy. I'm just letting you know that, this is the truth. This is what happened. My father's not guilty of anything. I think everybody here knows that. And
father's a hero.
Yeah. Thank you. So, look. Last thing I'll say is that the story General Flynn is so complex.
For you. I want you to keep going for another 20 minutes. We got plenty of time. We have like an hour of question and answer. Talk about your father as a patriot and what you guys went through and the vindication now that the whole lie is coming down and Roger Stone, everything. Just tell them what happened. Tell them in 5 minutes what happened, what you guys went through as American patriots.
Yeah. As far as what you can picture, just a regular American military family who essentially wasn't. We weren't wealthy people to begin with. My father and I had a private business after we left the DIA, but we weren't raking in millions of dollars. And then all of a sudden this stuff kind of came down with having to hire lawyers and
why'd they go after your father? Talk about why they targeted.
Yeah, well,
why'd they go after your father? Tell me.
The deep state went out with my father because he was outspoken on a number of things. The main thing was Obama's signature foreign policy, which was the Iran deal. The Iran deal, and I'm not an expert on Iran, but I can tell you that the Iran deal was a big thing that he was, highly against. And there's a lot of people.
He's a big critic of that.
Major critic of that. But the other part of it is he was willing to call out, how much the deep state and specifically, CIA and FBI had become very, very political organizations. And that's still, you see what happens, what's going on in the news, and you see what's happening with all these partisans that we just saw with this impeachment process. With Adam Schiff, all these just political bureaucrats that got up in front of national television, and it's as clear as day. Just listening to these people, how in the tank they are for the left, and as far as I can tell you that my father has wanted to speak out about this stuff. like ever since day one, but you know, for obvious reasons, you know, he hasn't been able to. But again, I mentioned Sidney Powell and how she's been, you know, a big advocate and obviously very, 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 very outspoken for us. And you know, that's
a big deal after all the persecution you've gone through to come here and speak on these live feeds out here. But let's get back to the beginning in the few minutes we have left. I appreciate you coming here today and your courage to do it. I know you've been, you and your family have been persecuted. I've been persecuted. We know what it's like. We get persecuted because we support America. We realize that persecution is actually a blessing, and we don't see ourselves as victims. Some people listen to what this guy's saying because his dad, just like Roger Stone, and just like so many other people, they tried to put his father in prison. They tried to hold years in prison and bankrupting them to lie about President Trump and lie about the populist election we had. So I hear a lot of talk. I love you guys. Just for respect. Everybody just stop talking for 1 second. Just 1 second. 1 second. Just 1 second in your lives. His father wanted to serve America and try to defend our republic. And because he did that, they targeted him because he wanted to put in the Trump administration patriots that would promote freedom worldwide. They were scared of the army that George Washington founded 245 years ago, finally getting control of the government again from these communists and these globalists. And then they launched every attack they had. And now, 4 years later, all their designs have failed. But the people like General Flynn are such humble men who just defend their country. They're not like me, a wicked devil. They don't see all the angles. And now that they've been victorious, they are silent in the face of their victory. We have discredited Obama. We have discredited Hillary. We have restored the Republic. We have defeated the Chi-Coms. America has had a great victory. But America doesn't have a media to tell you the victory you've had. So General Flynn faces fake sentencing. And I say, like I've told Roger Stone, call their bluff. Because we've done nothing wrong. We're good people. So as General Flynn's son, oh, God bless you. You sit up here. You try to explain how you're this good person. We know you're good. We know your father's good. You don't get attacked by CNN and MSNBC and ABC if you're evil. You get attacked when you're good. We know that.
Amen. Amen.
And America is rising now. And the enemy knows it. So, hey, let it go. Let it go. Talk about your... I'm stronger than ever. Don't be strong.
Yeah.
Tell them the truth. Close.
All right. I mean, the last thing I'll say is that, you know, we still have a fight in front of us. We have a couple of motions out there right now that we're still waiting on this Judge Emmett Sullivan to either grant or deny. There's a kind of a battle of. Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. I mean, I think again, I mentioned, you know, the kind of the whole boxing round analogy. I mean, to me, it feels like we're at the end of this. I can just tell you right now that I mean, something has got to happen before this election in November. I mean, something has to happen. I'm sick and tired of reading about the potential fixes and what we're going to do here and there. I want to see people held accountable. I'm tired. I'm tired of these guys running their mouths on Twitter, running their mouths on social media. I want to see. Let's just see one big name arrested. Just one. I don't care. If it's Brennan or Comey, just one of them. Just one of them, okay? Because look, behavior is not going to change if something, you know, we throw around that word accountability, and it's like it just doesn't feel like accountability's happening right now. And trust me, I'm just as frustrated, if not more, than the next person. And all we can do is continue to do things like this, you know, speak out and let it be known that you're just as off as I am, that hey, you know, Bill Barr, John Durham, I know you're out there, but I mean, like, let us know what the hell you're doing. Like, give us some. that too.
Your next boss, you're going to go after them for civil rights violations.
I mean, I'd love to be able to answer that, but I'm going to defer all questions like that to Sydney Powell. I mean, Sydney Powell, if you ever want to contact her, you can always reach their website. But she's probably one of the most open, transparent people that you'd ever meet, and she's family to us now. And I'm telling you, I mean, just kind of stay tuned, because there's certain things that can't be made public that will be made public. And you know, it's just I hate to even say stuff like that, but at the end of the day, we're going to win.
Let me say this. By the way, Michael Flynn Jr. came here humbly today to expose the persecution his father, a noble army officer, has gone through defending this republic and trying to secure our future. And so, come back over here. You're a very humble person, just like your father. You don't have my shortcomings. And I'm here to tell you, we need to stop being humble about what's happened. Your dad's been a patriot his whole life. He stood up to the globalists. He tried to give Trump good advice. He was persecuted. He's a hero. And we need to celebrate our heroes. People that got Congressional Medal of Honors, they're wonderful. People that got Silver Stars, Bronze Stars, they're amazing. We love them. But this is the real fight for America right now. And you're humble about this, but you came up here tonight, I know, under major pressure and persecution.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On the internet and everybody here in person, why you decided to come out and speak up for your father tonight. I think it's because you know the tide has turned. The hoax is broken. We're Americans. We're not Russian agents. We love our country. We believe in America. Why did you come out tonight?
I came up here with Ivan Raiglin. I don't know where he's at. He's around here somewhere. Ivan's always dragging. You know, he's pulling me. You know, in five different directions. We were at CPAC before, and I'm gonna be there in the next couple of days. I came here because I knew some of the InfoWar guys are gonna be here, especially Alex Jones. We've actually never met in person, so it's certainly a great honor to meet Alex Jones. I mean I know and obviously followed your story, and I certainly appreciate everything that you've been through. I can't imagine what the deplatforming has done with some of these just ridiculous tech companies. But at the end of the day, like you're still here, you're still standing, you're still you're still doing your thing, and that's important. And trust me, what I will tell you, because I had this conversation, and this is the last thing I'll say, I had this conversation with my father all the time. I said, look, Your time is not done with America. You know that once this is all said and done, that you are going to be pulled back into the scene in one way, shape, or form. I don't know what that is. I'm not going to speak for my father, in that regard. But I can tell you that his time is not done. He will get his ass back out there and speak out about the things that need to be spoken out about, i.e. these deep state acts.
That's right. General Flynn bet on America 3+ years ago and tried to put the White House stocked with patriots. He was attacked as enemy number one. And now, 4 years later, we are turning the tide. His son is here with us tonight. This is a beautiful time. God bless you. Tell your father we're indebted to him. We appreciate him. It's powerful. Amazing. That's why we came to D.C. to confront the tyrants.
All right, Matt Bracken here, and you've got me for the rest of the hour. Very powerful watching Michael Flynn Jr. Can you imagine his father, how hard it must be for a warrior to be gagged like Roger Stone, to be forced by the deep state into the position he's in where he can't even defend himself. But the day will come. All the heroes are going to rise again. And, this tyranny that we're seeing in America with heroes like Roger Stone and General Flynn being oppressed by these deep state tyrants. Even though theoretically we have the White House, the deep state is so powerful, it just doesn't let go. But imagine if you lived in Canada and you had a lunatic like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren as your president. That's what they've got in Canada right now. Canada is becoming a tyranny. And this segment and the next segment, I'd like to introduce somebody to you and then also introduce a case to you, which sounds unbelievably Orwellian, because like Roger Stone, the principals involved are gagged by the court. They can be sent to jail for discussing this story. It's about a father whose young daughter was brainwashed by these, crazy LGBTQ radicals into thinking momentarily she's a boy. And then immediately injected with massive doses of testosterone to the point where this child grew a beard and has a permanently deepened voice and has been sterilized. So there's a the journalist that's covering this story, who can't even talk about it in Canada, can't write about it in Canada, can't link videos that we can see on YouTube, can't be seen in Canada. Her name is Laura Lynn Thompson, and I'd like to bring her on, and she can actually describe what's going on with this case. If Laura's there, come on, Laura, come on in.
You bet. You bet. Can you hear me, Matt?
Yes.
You hear me? Okay, great. Thank you so much for covering this, because we can't cover it in Canada. What they've done is they had a young girl totally brainwashed in school that she can be gender fluid. Then we had teachers who changed her name without informing the teachers, so without informing the parents. So the parents didn't know until the yearbook came out that their daughter had changed her name. And then they found out, okay, she's having all of these problems. There had been some other, you know, concerns for her, you know, growing up, being a teenager, the parents going through a divorce, things like that. So all of a sudden they say, we got to take her to a doctor. This doctor says, oh yeah, you are definitely transgender. Now, this young lady had already had a crush on two male teachers. You know, she kind of had a thing. So she had heterosexual tendencies. So this Dr. Frankenstein tells this young girl that you are transgender and sends her off to our British Columbia Children's Hospital. At British Columbia Children's Hospital, she gets a two-hour visit. At the end of the two-hour visit, this doctor decides, oh, we're just going to offer her testosterone on the very first visit. How much do you know about a child on the very first visit? And by the way, the previous doctor who sent her there said, you know what? She had heterosexual tendencies, but the thing is, she's gay. So we're going to turn her into a boy, and then we're going to, you know, send her off as a male into her future life. So this is what happened. Then the father, his heart was broken. You know, when you have a child, you agree to something. You agree to protect that child till the end of days. And this father's heart was broken. He started fighting it in the courts. Do you know what the courts did? First of all, they assigned a lesbian lawyer named Barbara Finley. She calls herself this. She calls herself a fat, ugly lesbian lawyer. That's her words for herself. And this lesbian lawyer assumes the case for this young girl. And she basically has had taken mind control, I would say, and has propelled this case and has acted on her behalf. They then got a activist judge who is an LGBTQ activist judge, Justice Mazzari and Justice Bowden. Both of them put orders in place that this father could not speak publicly or get this, Matt, not even privately, without threat of being arrested without warrant. There would be an arrest without warrant if he spoke even privately about this situation. Not only that, he was ordered that if he ever refers to his daughter as a daughter and not a son and not by male pronouns, he is guilty of family violence. This is a unbelievable situation where the state has drugged and heading towards mutilation of this young girl. Her voice is changing. She's growing a beard. She's sterile.
How old is she?
She's 15 now. 15. We don't know anything at 15. 15.
15 and is sterilized by the state.
And sterilized by the state. And our Canadian justice system, our medical professions have committed malpractice, in my opinion. Our educational systems have conspired for parental alienation, all of it. So the father had to go very silent. I'm not even allowed to say his name. I'm not allowed to say a father's name.
Laura, we're going to be going to a break, and we'll come back in a few minutes and pick the story back up. But this is beyond belief. Do people remember when healthy people were lobotomized? It's the same thing.
I knew.
We'll be back in a minute.
Black.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back with Laura Lynn Thompson. She actually worked for the 700 Club of Canada until she was hounded off of the air, you know, as an Islamophobe. No, excuse me. What? Another phobe. I guess a trans LGBTQ-a-phobe.
Yeah.
You know, a traditional woman.
Yeah. I stood against, here in British Columbia, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of transgender indoctrination books from kindergarten to grade 5. Okay, then it gets worse from grade 5 on. And so I started saying, listen, do anything you want when you're an adult. You want to cut your schlong off and you want to have mutilating surgery, remove healthy breasts. That's your business when you're an adult. It's Canada. Fly your flag. But children are sacred. Children are precious. And so I began to fight against the indoctrination of children. And so I was targeted heavily, contacting the CRTC in Canada, the governing body of media, and asking that I would be removed and never be allowed to speak. I've been called every name in the book, and you know what? It really doesn't matter. So now I'm standing for the kids, and I'm standing against the establishment and these doctors that are transitioning kids without even a thought of it. We have a doctor in this case that is transitioning 500 ministry, these are foster kids, Ministry of Children and Family kids, 500 of them. This is a 7-point-something% of all Ministry of Children and Family kids. This is huge. This is sinister. It's evil. And we've really had enough. And so in Canada, we are declaring war on this. And in this one situation, we stand with this father. We stand with a father who says, how can you transition my daughter? She can't get a tattoo without my permission. She can't drink a glass of wine. She can't get married. She can't drive. How is she making the decision to change to a completely different sex? And how is that okay? And so we stand with him. So when he began speaking, he had a publication ban and he broke his silence. We have decided to stand with him. And so I did an interview with him, and so did a fellow named Frank Vaughn. And they told me to take my video down, and I did not comply. I was hauled into court. Short notice leave. I was sent one email, be at court. So I did do that, and the judge said that you have to take it down. By this time, we found out that, the Federalist and Mass Resistance and places like this, rare sites from the U.S. and from Australia and Germany are getting this video. This story's going wild. And so I didn't need to keep my videos up. So I said, I'll take them down. So, but when I didn't take them down fast enough after I left court, it took me a few days because, you're busy and you got a lot of things to do. When I didn't take it down fast enough, they sent police to my home. So I wasn't home. Then the police called me. Can you meet us at the police station? So I had to go and meet at the police station, upon which the police actually told me the names, the two names that this daughter has gone by, which I did not previously know the names because the father was very protective of his daughter. And so I didn't know the names. And so who told them the names? This lesbian lawyer, Barbara Finley, who has been, defending this young lady and indoctrinating her further and activating. This girl has become the activist pawn. And we're sick of it. If that had happened to any one of us, we would stand. And so I have to go back to court on March 9th to defend whether I'm in non-compliance. Perhaps I'm in non-compliance today. But here's the thing. Once in a while, you get to a place in life where you must speak. If you do not speak, then you are complicit to the evil that's going right on in the land.
Silence is
and
consent.
That's where I'm at.
I had made a comparison already in my mind of this evil to something that had happened, a century ago up through World War II into the 50s, where there was younger people may not be familiar with this, a quote unquote surgical procedure called lobotomy, where difficult or quote unquote mentally deficient people, schizophrenic people, they put a wire in through the corner of the eye and drug it around your frontal cortex until you became a vegetable. This actually happened to one of the Kennedys, Rosemary Kennedy, beautiful young girl. She'd had a difficult birth, and she wasn't going to go to college, you could say. And she was sort of embarrassing to her family. So the Kennedy patriarchs, Joe Kennedy, had her lobotomized, turned us into somebody who didn't know what day it was, barely knew her name. And this was at the time considered science, and it was done to thousands of people. Other people were forcibly sterilized. There were judges that said, 100 years of idiots is enough. 4 generations of idiots is enough.
and just sterilized people deemed mentally deficient. And up in Canada and in Australia, you're still working through this whole process of what was done to the Aboriginal kids who were drug away from their families and put into, you know, basically westernizing state, brainwashing centers, you could call it, for their own good. At the time, that was considered a great idea to westernize, you know, the Canadian Aboriginal kids, the first Canadians. That's now considered a crisis, a disaster, a horrible stain on Canadian history. And we need to do that with this trans movement, these LGBTQ radical ghouls. They can brainwash a child to the point where they can just momentarily make a decision to step through a trap door and start taking testosterone. This is not changing a girl into a boy. It's mutilating and sterilizing a girl. She'll always be a girl, and she's now going to be mutilated, sterilized.
Yes, and it's affecting, you know, sexual activity for the rest of their lives. It's affecting their identity for the rest of their lives. And this is all being done without parental consent. We have a 4,500% global increase in referrals to gender clinics. Hello. Something is wrong. And it used to be, you know, when you and I were young, that there was goth kids and there was punk rockers, you know, and you could kind of get over that phase and take the earrings out of your nose and all that. And, you know, you get back to being an adult. In this phase, in this social contagion, a child is forever devastated. And so while they're this ghoulish doctor is telling parents, hey, if you're not getting your drugs fast enough, just, you know, say the suicide word. If you say suicide, oh, everyone's going to move for you. But here they are moving a young girl into a position where in just a couple years, she might go, you know what? That was a really dumb phase. I don't know what I was thinking. Now my voice is deep. I still got a partial girl's body, but I have a beard. Oh my gosh. That's where we face suicide.
I hope that they turn around. I hope that these victims, because that's what they are, they're child victims, I hope they turn around and sue them and also sue the state for actually fronting for this. You know,
exactly.
Laura, we've only got about a minute left, but we're going to follow this up because you have a court date. And just the fact
March
that
9th.
This video is being March 9th. Just the fact that this video is being made and shared and will be spread around in Canada, our good friend in Ottawa and others, you could be in trouble for that.
Yep.
I mean, this is purely
Orwellian. But this story has to be told. It has to be told, Matt, and I thank you for telling it. We have got to get the word out. Stop mutilating our kids. We are not going to be silent any longer. And your link to the residential schools was a good link. And now the residential schools are taking millions of dollars from the government, and this is going to happen in this case as well.
And I think that it's almost more evil. How can you, you know, you could say teaching kids English and taking them out of these, you know, fairly hopeless Inuit villages where there was nothing to do and at least giving them an education, there was some benefit. And then as adults, if they wanted to go back to the Aboriginal ways, fine. But in this case, the children are permanently mutilated and sterilized.
Absolutely. Thank you for pointing it out. Yes, we have to get the word out. Thank you.
We're going to have you back on again until this entire case is resolved. So we're going to a break now. Thank you, Laura. And we'll see you again as the case follows out. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the COVID-19 outbreak. What else? And that'll take us through the hour.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
I think that we can mark yesterday, February 26th, as day one of a new era in the United States, because that's the beginning of community, the community spread, the community transfer of COVID-19, the coronavirus. And that means we're not talking about people that flew in from China or were brought back from a cruise ship. These are just ordinary Americans that thought something was wrong, and when they finally got tested, because we've only tested like under 500 Americans, which is ridiculous. They test that many, you know, in Korea every hour. But for some reason, we're not getting the test kits out and not testing widely. So we've now got community spread, and we're just a week or so behind Italy. Maybe we're 2 weeks behind Iran and 2 months behind China. But what we've learned about this COVID-19 is it's not stoppable at this point. You know, the horse is out of the barn and it's racing. Now, I had an insight. Maybe it's just me. It's my peculiar mind, the way that I think. I started looking at COVID-19 as an accidental weapon of mass destruction release. You know, maybe it was originated in the bat cuisine market, and maybe it was released from a Wuhan biohazard facility, an accidental experiment that got loose, infected a scientist who then started spreading it. Doesn't really matter, but it's out. And it occurred to me, in my mind, I made a comparison to the 1964 Stanley Kubrick film, Dr. Strangelove. In that film, one United States Air Force general, Jack D. Ripper, goes crazy and sends his B-52 bomber wing off on a nuclear mission to Russia in a way that they could not be recalled, that it would be impossible to bring them back. And there's a scene in the war room with George C. Scott playing General Buck Turgidson, who says, look, what's done is done. We can't bring it back. But if we're going to have this nuclear war, which it's a shame it started, you know, but we might as well win it. You know, it's happened. It's out there. So let's win it. And the president, played by Peter Sellers, bald Peter Sellers, says, we don't do that. America doesn't do that. We'll never start a war. But the general says, look, it started. You know, the crazy general, Jack Ripper, he's started it. So now we have to choose between a future where we lose 20 million or where we lose 150 million. And it started making me wonder, are the Chinese, and not only the Chinese, but the Russian and the American generals, are they now looking at this kind of like that big board in the war room with the bombers heading for Russia? This weapon of mass destruction is out. It's a fact. And one advantage when, you know, in the middle of this, I call it a pandemic war now, in the middle of this pandemic war against the COVID-19, every country has advantages and disadvantages. And a big advantage that China has is, number one, they caught it first. They released it. They caught it first. They've had more time to study it. They've actually come up with some medicines that seem to be, you know, somewhat effective. But they've also got this extremely rigidly, tightly controlled society where they can order people into their apartments. They can even lock their doors, weld them shut. And then the next week, they can go to that apartment and say, you have to go back to your factory because of the critical need for the products from that factory. That gives them a level of regimentation that America can never accomplish. So one of the people I watch on YouTube every day is a British doctor named John Campbell. And this morning he had a video where somebody had sent him an email from a city in China. And I wrote about this on American Partisan, Chinese COVID-19 quarantine rules. I also wrote a piece yesterday called Will China Win the COVID-19 Pandemic War? So look at the strength that China has compared to an American city. Imagine a city like Wuhan where it's spread out of control. They just quarantined it. They'll shoot you if you're trying to leave Wuhan or Hunan province. They'll shoot you. They bulldozed the roads. What's happening in there is probably a death rate, you know, 15 or 20%. That's the uncontrolled death rate. When people say, oh, don't worry, this COVID only has a 2% death rate, that's if they can take you into an isolation ICU, you know, with a team of surgeons and hazmat. But once a city, a hospital is overrun, once the bodies are stacked in the halls, and that hospital becomes, you know, a non-factor, then the death rate goes up to 10 or 15%. Can you imagine an American city, once its hospitals are overrun, immediately I think there will be looting of supermarkets, the pharmacies will be looted, the gun stores and liquor stores will be looted. There will be no way to enforce these kind of quarantine rules that they are doing in China. Let me read you some of these rules. This was sent to Dr. John Campbell. Okay. His apartment complex was issued small cards with a code that is scanned every time we leave and enter. No one without this card is permitted entrance into the apartment complex. Masks are absolutely required at all times, and goggles and gloves are strongly encouraged. You are restricted to leaving the complex to 3 times a week and then only to buy groceries at 1 or 2 designated local stores. Travel beyond those 2 supermarkets is discouraged, and most other items have to be delivered to the front gate of your complex. Only delivery drivers on motorbikes are allowed out, and they're given a special pass. They have to wear gloves, masks, and a helmet with a visor. At present, the only stores open are grocery and convenience stores with reduced staff and restricted hours, and all other shops are closed. Imagine, your business is just closed. Closed. Movie theaters, coffee shops, restaurants, gyms, swimming pools, bars, nightclubs, etc. Closed. All weddings and other ceremonies associated with large groups, canceled. The economic effects are crippling. It says, people in my complex have been confirmed to have the virus. When this happens, you're given the option to go to a quarantine center, or they will put a paper tape over your door and you can stay in your apartment. The tape is checked daily, and if it is torn, you'll be taken to a quarantine center for violating your agreement. And you know what that means. He says, this is what you are seeing on YouTube with people being forcibly taken. They have violated quarantine. The food and essentials are then brought to you daily and delivered by special staff. Work and education conducted remotely by the internet. Masks are in tight supply and can be very expensive. And streets are empty. This is not in Wuhan. This is in the city of Chengdu, a city of 16 million. This is like a typical city in China. Their economy is at a standstill. And this is because they're battling to get the infection down to where only under 1% will be dying of this disease. And they can hope, they think they can stamp it out. Imagine these conditions in America. Imagine trying to weld Americans into apartments or telling them they can only leave their house 3 days a week. One person per household can leave their house, 3 days a week to go to a certain supermarket and return home. That's it. All other businesses closed. This country can't do it. So I'm thinking the Chinese bosses don't consider this a weakness. They think their ability to quarantine and stamp out this disease first is the big advantage. If we have 15% fatality rate because it's uncontrolled and our hospitals are overrun, our society will collapse. A period. I mean, it will be Sierra Tango Foxtrot hits the fan. You know what I'm talking about. Now, the only book I've written that's a total, pandemic SHTF book is this one, where a huge earthquake in the middle of the country takes out the entire infrastructure. But that's the level of what I think can be coming now. I think that Trump is absolutely incorrect comparing this to the flu. It does not have a 0.1, death rate. It has a 2% death rate with ICU support, a 15% death rate when it's uncontrolled. Our cities will absolutely go berserk. And that's bringing us into an election. Imagine that. All right. I'll see you next Thursday.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.